Many parties and concerts at South by Southwest feature new music. This one honored Buddy Holly, the great Texas singer-songwriter who died in 1959. He was only 22 when he died in a plane crash while on tour. This event was organized by the Buddy Holly Foundation and its principal mover, Buddy Holly's widow, Maria Elena Holly. The foundation's aim, among others, is to help aspiring artists survive success. Maria Elena says Buddy Holly had lost the rights to some of his own songs because he was new at the music business.
At that time, they put names in Buddy's composition that they really didn't write.
She says the idea for the foundation came from Buddy himself.
He always said, when I get some money, we're going to start this for the young people so they will know what to do and not go through what I did.
His works and innovations inspired...
Austin entertainment attorney Stephen Eastley says the foundation tries to help aspiring musicians learn the business.
To teach them the pitfalls of recording contracts, to teach them the pitfalls of licensing deals.
Eastley says the Buddy Holly Foundation will give an award beginning next year that will include $10,000 and free management services and is named for Holly's song, Learning the Game.
That's when you learn the game.
You can draw a direct line from Buddy down to every musician who plays the guitar today.
Well, all right, so I'm here.
A group called the Wagoneers plays many Buddy Holly songs. Monty Warden sings some of them and says they still work magic.
He and Chuck Berry were rock's first great songwriters, and those songs just stand up. That's why they continue to be recorded. It continues to be influential to people generations to come.
Ray Garcia came from New Mexico with a group of young singer-songwriters and was intrigued by Holly's music.
I think I can cover some songs. I can make some happen, put a little twist in it.
For many young performers born long after Buddy Holly's death, the songs seem fresh. The Buddy Holly Foundation and Maria Elena Holly are encouraging musicians, young and old, to make sure that Buddy Holly's music does not fade away. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.
Miles bigger than a Cadillac. I tried to show it and you tried my back.